The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Call it Stormy Monday, Tuesday's just as bad.
Welcome, Political Bombshell. Finally, I have my system hooked back up. Thank you. PoliticalBombshell.cf 3238351123. Not in a celebratory mood, as you can tell by the beginning music that I played. Not in a celebratory mood at all. Hey, Trump, President Trump, I did not vote for a smart wall. I did not vote for a smart wall. Yes, I did vote for a medieval type wall. A dumb wall, if you will. One like Israel. You think a smart wall is gonna stop anyone? So he caved. I don't care how you slice it, he caved. Nancy Pelosi won. It's plain and simple. I mean, today is Monday, so I wasn't on Friday, so you didn't hear the anger. I was so angry. The first thing I did was tweeted and just one word, hashtag cave. Then after that, I tweeted directly to at the real Donald Trump, and I said, I'm just paraphrasing, I can't remember exactly, but I think somewhere along the line I said, if a physical wall is not built, I will not be voting in 2020. I will sit it out. And I mean it. I'm not going anywhere. I will not vote. I didn't vote for a smart wall, okay? That's not what I voted for. The Democrats got you right where you wanted them. As Michael Savage so eloquently said, it's not art of a deal, it's art of a squeal. So, I definitely agree with Savage there. It's definitely art of a squeal. I will not be voting for you in 2020 if we do not get a solid wall. Now, you said you didn't say that you were gonna have a solid wall bill, but I'm pretty sure you did say that. And I'm sure if I look and research, I can find it. But you did say that you were gonna have a solid wall, and definitely that's what I voted for. I didn't vote for a smart wall, so you caved. Everyone knows that the Democrats are not going to make good on their words. They don't. They made you open the government on their terms, and they will not talk about building a physical wall. It's not going to happen. I don't want no damn smart wall, okay? That's not what I voted for. I didn't vote for no smart wall. All right, let's get into some news, because I'm still spitting my angry about this. Rush tried to spin it like it was a good thing. It wasn't a good thing, Rush Limbaugh. Don't make it seem like Trump is playing, as Savage says, 3D chess, and he's three moves ahead of everyone. No, he caved, plain and simple. Nancy whooped his ass. That's the bottom line there. She whooped his ass good. And the Democrats won. And now, what, a smart wall? You've lost the base. At least you lost me, I know that. I know by in 2020, if there's nothing but a smart wall and there's no physical wall, I am done. Plain and simple, done. I will not be voting at all. All right, let's get on to some news. Am Maduro ready to talk? I don't care about Maduro. I don't care. Schultz to run as independent. Blast both parties. Depp, greatest threat. Let's see what this is all about. Ex-Starbucks CEO could get Trump reelected. Howard Schultz thinks politics are broken and may run for president as independent. Democrats think that's a terrible idea. Before there was Jill Stein, there was Ralph Nader. Before there was Nader, there was Ross Perot. None won. All argued that the Republican Party and Democrat Party were basically the same, and the only way to make real change was to ditch them both. Each was blamed for siphoning off enough votes to throw the presidential elections. These days, the difference between the parties is starker than it's ever been in modern times. Yet, here comes Howard Schultz, a billionaire who feels that he might be the answer to American politics and that he'd run for president as an independent. So, Schultz, the former Starbucks CEO, says in a 60-minute interview already recorded but airing on Sunday that he is thinking very seriously about a presidential run, but he stops short of a full announcement. He makes clear, however, that if he moves forward, he will do so as an independent. Already top Democratic operatives working for presidential candidates and beyond say they're worried that the only thing he'll accomplish is making sure Trump gets reelected. It's more than just snipping a prospective opponent. Word that he might invest in an independent run has many of them clearly worried about how he'd split votes in the general election. Schultz have seemed to be moving towards a run. There goes my Snapchat. I forgot to turn this down. This guy is annoying. I turned it off and he goes here. Okay, let's turn this phone off too. Turn this off, freaking guy. Sorry about that. He always, for some reason, is like he knows when I'm doing my show, and then he decides to text and Snapchat. Okay. So, with interviews and speeches around the country about the inclusive policies that he says he pioneered while in charge of the company in two stints totaling 24 years. He also talks about his vision of America, much of it informed by a trip he took to wherever the heck this is, Auschwitz, which he discusses in an emotional story. In a conversation with Scott Pelley, Schultz called this a most fragile time. Not only the fact that this president is not qualified to be president, but the fact that both parties are constantly not doing what's necessary. All right, let me take a sip of my water here. Okay, Gooden says Trump down but not out. Let's see what he has to say here. I'm done. I am done. If this physical wall isn't built, I'm done. I really am done. Battered, bruised, and beaten, Donald Trump faces a grim reality. Halfway through his term, his presidency is at a low tide. The poll have created and his necessary retreat over using a shutdown to get wall funding had some erstwhile supporters spitting venom at him. I'm one of them, spitting venom because he gave up. That's why I'm spitting venom. His usual tormentors, meanwhile, are riding high. Nancy Pelosi drew her first blood as Speaker. Chuck Schumer kept Senate Dems in line. And the anti-Trump media are celebrating the president's pain. If that weren't trouble enough, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, the donkey jackass, is still scalp hunting. His indictment of Roger Stone, which was really, it was unnecessary, really. You go to the man's house like that, drawn guns, like you're going after a terrorist. You don't even go after a terrorist like that. While not dinging Trump directly, keeps the Russia pot boiling and gives House Dems more grist for their pylon probes. It doesn't help that, ethics-wise, Stone now joins Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen in giving Trump's former circle a resemblance to the freakish bar scene in Star Wars. Still, Trump is not the first president to put himself behind the eight ball. Sooner or later, they all do. The challenge now is a clear-eyed acceptance of reality and laser-like focus on the key question, what is my presidency for? It's not a mystical quiz, a mythical quiz. The goal is to separate fact from fantasy and see what remains possible in light of a national mood and the 2020 calendar. Well, it's just too late for me. You back yourself into that corner. No wall is built. 2020, I turn my back. I stick my head in the sand like an ostrich, and I do nothing. I do nothing because I didn't vote for a smart wall. Okay, what do we have here? Michael Legrand dead in Paris. Who's Michael Legrand? I'm sorry, I don't know who it is. Let's see. Should I know who he is? Maybe. Let's see if I know. French composer Michael Legrand. Okay, let me see. Let's see if I could find any of his work real quick so I can see if I recognize any of his music. I don't know if I do. I might, but then again, I might not, but I might, but then again, I might not, but then I might, but then again, I might not. So we'll see. We will see. Let's see. Michael Legrand. This is in 1976. Oh, he has. Okay, let's see what this was in 1976. Let's see if I recognize this at all. Okay, it sounds good. I don't know what he's singing, but he died. Okay, what else do we have here? Caravan swells to 12,000. USA delays returning asylum seekers to Mexico. Thousands of vacancies for new border immigration officers. I don't want to talk about that. I applied to be one. They said that they would give me a waive for my age, and I passed the test, and they did not give me the waive. So, yeah, I'm not very happy about that. Missouri school ponders white-only racism workshop. Huh. Okay, oh boy. Wow. You gotta be kidding me. Are you telling me that a Missouri school is considering a segregated safe space for white students to talk about their racism and white privilege? There's no such thing as white privilege! The F word is one. I want to spit it out. Okay, let's close this because I'm not going to read this. I'm not going to read it! I won't. Paper says, Trump and Ocasio-Cortez use the same tricks to win at politics. On paper, let's see what this is. Let's see. Well, it says, they're both brash, outer borough New Yorkers, each with their own notorious nickname. She's AOC, he's the Donald, both shocked their parties by coming out of nowhere to win the election, defeating members of the establishment. Okay, I don't care. I really don't. Build the freaking wall or 2020, you're toast. Read my lips. That's why I tweeted. I said, this is your read my lips moment. That's exactly what I said. And it is. This is your read my lips moment. So you're done. You're a one-termer. I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm done. I am freaking done with it. IRS will need year to recover from shutdown, watchdog tells Congress. NYPD, group of teens targeting Manhattan newsstands in violent crime spree. Interesting. A violent crime spree. Group of teens targeting Midtown newsstand in violent crime spree, police say. According to the authorities, the 17th and latest robbery took place on Wednesday around 6 p.m. near the corner of 38th Street and 6th Avenue. And I am very much looking at it. It just looked very violent. And they're walking by the stand. Oh, man. Wow. Very, very bad. Very, very vicious. So let's see what we have. Poor mental health can lead to physical ailments. No kidding. Sex robots, time bomb, AI girlfriends could fuel birth rate collapse. It's already collapsing, so this is gonna make it 10 times worse. Scientists working on pill for loneliness. Lonely pill. I see. Is this real? Is there actual pill for loneliness, or they're just trying to market to lonely people? Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to market. Are you trying to market to lonely people? That's what it sounds like to me. Like you're really trying to market lonely people because there's plenty of lonely people. You really are, you know? So, I don't know if this is even legitimate or not. But let's see. Modern life has led to greater isolation. I am isolated. Which can fuel an array of disorders if they're... Medications for social pains like depression and anxiety. Why not loneliness? Loneliness is part of the human condition. A warning sign like hunger or thirst to seek out the primary resource, connection. Millions of years of evolution have shaped us into creatures who need social bonds in the same way that we need food and water. And yet, we increasingly find ourselves isolated. Loneliness is no longer a powerful enough driver to break us out of our solace created by modern life. Like our instable love, what was once an adaptive tool has become so low. It really, really, really is lonely. Who doesn't feel lonely at times, especially if you're alone by yourself? All to the lonely people.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. I'm so lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely. Wish I had someone to call on the phone. I'm a soldier.
Yes.
A lonely soldier.
So sad.
Away from home.
Away from home.
Through no wish of my own.
No wish of my own. No.
That's why I'm lonely.
Very lonely.
I'm Mr. Lonely.
Mr. Lonely.
I wish that I could go back home.
But I can go back home.
Letters.
I'll be right back.
Skeleton faces, same old places, family faces, getting ready for the daily chases, going out there, going out there. Her shelves are full of empty glasses, no possessions, full depression. Goes ahead and walks out to the river, bow and quiver, a bow and quiver. And he heard a person coming, she heard a skeleton. He turned the cliffside corner and saw what he never had, an act that was forbidden. She took a step towards him. They both felt a connection in a very, very sad war. Sad war. She's been waiting for the day she'd find him. Find a best friend. Find a best friend. That what they did was outlawed, was illegal, was forbidden. But they thought that it was worth the danger. No one saw them, no one saw them. But one day the humans got suspicious, followed her there, followed her there. And they heard some people coming, they heard some skeletons. Around the cliffside corner they saw what they'd never had. Two sides were full of hatred, they began the attack. They both were separated in a very, very sad.
Welcome back, welcome back. So, Mr. Lonely, we need to brighten things up, lighten things up a little bit. So, let's make things happy. Bobby McFerrin. Come on, you know this song. Don't worry.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry.
This is true. I'll attest to that. My Sunday was really bothersome. You know?
Hey! Looks like your trip is stuck on repeat.
Okay. I thought I had you mute. You still wanted to talk, did you? Okay, so my Sunday, as I said, was very horrible. I really, really, really really wanted to give these movers the benefit of the doubt. I really did. And, you know, I'm not gonna say the name of the moving company, but I will say that very disappointed. I left. Let me just say, let's just rewind, let's back up a little bit. So they came, they called me beforehand. They were very courteous and nice about it. And Mr. Jordan was very nice. He was the leader, the crew leader. And so they came, and I don't know who, if the driver was David or Gary. I think it was Gary, but it doesn't matter. But the driver, he went ahead, and I have this glass TV stand for my 50-inch TV, and I wasn't in the room with him. I gave him my Allen wrench, and he took it off. Now, you can't see my TV stand now, but the top glass, there's two stands that holds the glass up, and it collapses down. So I heard a loud crash, but I didn't hear anything break. So I'm guessing when he undid it, it collapsed down and hit the other glass. And at that time, I didn't realize, but it chipped the front of the glass. And I didn't realize that. So that's very, very bothersome that they he did that and did not let me know. And he put it back together in my home and said it was all set and never mentioned it. Now, when I put my TV back on there, I realized it was chipped, and that's something I would have known about. He claimed that he told the boss that it was like that. Now, people, tell me, if you're a mover, just common sense, listen to me, if you're a mover and you're undoing someone's entertainment stand that's glass and you see it chipped, what are you going to do? I know what I would do. I would go to the owner. I would say, excuse me, sir or madam, I just want you to know before I undo this that this chipped. Are you aware of this? And that would leave the liability off of you. But he did not do that. And he said that he found it that way. That really bothered me, because I don't lie. I don't lie and steal. And if it was like that, I would have said Gary or David, I don't remember, whoever the driver, I would be like, listen, before you touch this, I want you to know it's chipped, so I'm not going to blame you for it. But nonetheless, they don't want to take responsibility for it. And so I let days and days and days and days go by. So I finally emailed the boss. I said, you know, give me an update on my TV stand. And then he gave me this long story that the guy said he found it that way. And basically all they want to give me $30 for my TV stand, which $30 cannot replace my TV stand. It's a $150 TV stand. The glass, first they wanted to replace the glass, but you can't, because the way how it's built, you have the metal studs inside the glass, so you can't just replace the glass. It's not going to work. So now they wanted to give me $30. I was like, you know what, guy, keep your $40. You know, I mean, keep your $30. It's like an insult, a slap in my face. Here's $30. No. And the guy Jordan, he's like, was blowing my phone. I was like, listen, guy, I don't want you to come by. I don't want you to come by here at my house. Just leave me alone. He's like, well, I have a check for you. I was like, drop it in the mail. That's the last text I sent him, and I haven't heard from him. Because if it's $30, if they still went ahead and sent me that $30, I'm going to send it right back to them and tell them, as I said in the email, keep your $30. So anyway, I don't want to get off on that tangent. I'm not going to talk about All Point Movers LLC. Okay, so let's get back here to some news here. Some news. Let's see. Sex robots are time bomb. I am not going to read that. Foils, what else? Films show perils of local journalism. I'm not going to read that. In Arab nation, Christians, Buddhists, and Jews emerged to worship. Very dangerous. Very dangerous because they don't like Christians at all. They don't like any other religion. It's theirs. Death to any other religions. Untouchable. Exposes new media protected Harvey Weinstein for decades. Well, of course they did. A doc about Satanic Temple draws chairs at Sundance. Why is it drawing chairs? Do they like satanic stuff? Is this why they're chairing? I mean, sick. Sick. Hail Satan film review. Hero Satanists use the devil to separate church and state. Look, I can't read this. I'm not going to read any satanic thing. I can't. I really can't. Europe coming apart before our eyes. Steve King applauded at first Iowa event since House rebuke. Baby twins have two different fathers. How's that possible? What? No. How is that even possible? Baby twins have two different fathers after gay couple were both able to fertilize an embryo of a surrogate mother. Huh. Simon and Grame Bernie Edwards are both biological fathers to their twins. The couple traveled to Canada to have an IVF with surrogate Meg Stone. Huh. Calder and Alexander Bernie Edwards are actually half siblings despite being born at the same time because they don't share paternity. They were born to London-based couple Simon and Grame via surrogate Meg Stone, 32, whom they met in Canada. Amazing advances in IVF meant that the couple were able to fertilize an embryo. Each and both were placed into surrogate Meg Stone's womb. If you're gay and you can't produce babies, you shouldn't have any. I'm not debating it. Don't call on it. Okay. What else we got here? What else? Apollo 11 lands with never before seen mission footage. Willie Brown. Sure, I dated Kamala Harris. So what? Bernie's in. Bernie Sanders set to announce 2020 presidential run. I don't know. Who cares? Does anyone care? Because I don't. Next. Warren proposing asset forfeiture. Bloomberg calls Trump pretend CEO. What else we got? El Chapo trial. 3 month plunge into bloody ways of drug trade. Polish PM says Hitler's Germany responsible for Holocaust, not Nazis. Anti-Semitic killings highest in decades. More tunnels found, threatened. More tunnels as far as what? North Korea? Hezbollah could for years enter Israel groups, leaders says after tunnels found. Huh. Wow. 12 undocumented workers at Trump golf course fired. Threatens attack on Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv social media creating spirals of hatred. Is nothing new. The Pope embraces offline. Hillary not ruling out 2020. Is that news? I mean, that witch, she's got, you know, she's hungry, she's drunk on power. She has to try to get it again. She's a loser. You're my loser, baby, so why don't you kill me? That's what she is. She's a loser. Does anyone care about Hillary? She's the witch, should be locked up. Take her to W out of B. Hillary Clinton. Clinton, the 2016 Democratic presidential nominee, reportedly has yet to rule out running for the Oval Office again in 2020. CNN White House correspondent Jeff Zilney said Sunday on CNN, blah, 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 don't care. Don't blah, 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 don't care. Don't care. Internet addiction spawns treatment programs. Yeah. I think I gotta enroll in that, baby. I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me? Alright, so let's talk about what I really want to talk about. What really got me off. I was so angry. I went to a gun show with my friend on Saturday and I saw this really awesome hat. Really awesome hat. Which I had the money and I was ready to buy it. And then I read what it said. And then it just really made me. It was a nice black hat and it said, "Build the wall, Trump 2020. I was so angry because the freaking wall is not going to be built. That angered me. And the hat was amazing, really cool. This guy is annoying. Oh, it's not a guy, it's my female friend. Okay, let's turn this down. I'm a loser, baby. Turn this down, down, down. Okay, so I said, I want this hat, I said to my friend, but I am very angry at him right now. And if there's no physical wall, why am I going to support Build the Wall 2020 when he's not building a wall? He gave in. He put his thumb up his butt and he said, "Nancy, you won, baby girl. You witch, you won. It is yours. You can have a smart wall. There will be no medieval wall." The speech felt like he was just talking Nancy Pelosi words. So therefore, I am not going to wear a hat that says "Build the Wall" because the wall is not going to be built. Now it's just hyperboles. It's not going to happen. Don't, you know, I could live with, okay, Mexico's not paying for it. I could live with me having to pay for the wall. I could live with that. But what I can't live with is no wall being built. And don't give me the damn smart wall BS. That's not a wall. Don't give me that damn BS crap. Build the wall! Plain and simple. Build a freaking wall. What is wrong with building the wall? You ran on building the wall. You didn't run on building a smart wall. I don't want a smart wall. Do you understand that? I did not vote for a smart wall. I did not vote for a smart wall. I did not vote for a smart wall. Build the medieval wall. The wall that Israel have with that one that actually works, where they don't have any more suicide bombers getting in there. That's the wall I voted for, President. Not a smart wall. You let Nancy roll all over you. It was not the art of the deal. Not even close. Out of a squeal, Savage has it right. You did not win this. I don't care how Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or any of the other suck-ups try to spin it. You lost. You blew it. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. In the first place, you backed yourself into a corner. You backed yourself into a corner and you lost, plain and simple. If you're gonna say something, you have to stick to it. You said, quote, "The government will not reopen without funding for a wall." The government reopened. Where's the funding for the wall? Tell me! It's nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. Angry? You bet your sweet butt I'm angry. By butt, I mean ass. That's what she did. She made an ass out of you. She and Schumer made an ass out of you. I don't know that there's any coming back from this. Yeah, in 3 weeks, in 3 weeks, you claim that the government is going to shut down again, or you're going to reenact the state of emergency. I say, if I'm a gambling person, zero zip, nada is going to happen. You're not going to do any of them, because that's how I feel now. I'm not going to rely on that ever again. I will not trust another politician again. I let my guard down. And just like Albert Einstein says, for his definition of insanity, why would I keep repeating the same thing, expecting a different result? So I'm not going to trust any more politicians. I'm done. I'm D-O-U-N. Okay, that's not the way you spell it. I'm damn done. D-O-N-E, done. Finished, finito. Now the only way is this wall actually being built is gonna help me get over how I'm feeling now. Very angry, very frustrated. I bought this the freaking Eco B4. For those of you who don't know what it is, it's a smart thermostat, a Wi-Fi thermostat, and my home is a very old house, and so the thermostat is as old as Methuselah, and it doesn't have bit. To make a long story short, the amount of wiring I need for the new one, it only has two. So basically, I couldn't hook it up myself. I undid my old one. I tried to put it back together, and I have no heat now. So, and there was no electrician that would come out Sunday. One wanted to charge me just a ridiculous amount, just $100 just to come out, and then $80 an hour just to get the old one running. And then he wanted to come back out and hook up the new one. Yeah, I was like, no, that's too much money. I was like, I'm just gonna just use my space heater for the 2 days, because I found someone that will come out on Wednesday, so I'll just use my space heater until Wednesday. That's all. I'm not gonna. I mean, a friend of mine who was an electrician, I'm not going to count him anymore. He better not even say two words to me about it, because I'm going to just explode. And all the jobs I was going to give him with the electrician stuff I need, I'm just going to pay full price and get an electrician, because he pissed me off. He's unreliable, and I'm not going to deal with you, Oz. I'm not. So, I'm not very happy. The wall is not going to be built. That wet dream is dead. Dead in the water. Very much dead. So, yeah, I'm not very happy about that at all. And I'm not gonna... Life goes on. I'm a survivor. But I'm definitely not voting. Don't send me any more text messages. Ask me to... for money or asking me for my opinion, because you're gonna get my opinion unfiltered. Build a freaking wall. I'm gonna explode. Don't even send me anything, Republicans. I don't wanna hear from you at all. I don't wanna hear from you. I don't wanna hear from the president. I don't wanna hear from any politician. I wanna hear from zero zip nada. So I'm just done with it. I can't do any more still, because I'm going to keep yelling. I'm losing my voice. I'm really losing my voice here, because I'm really, really, really just... I've just had it. So that's it for Monday. Hasta la vista, baby. See ya. Thank you.
Political bomb, political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.